In today's podcast, we talk about the work of hearing God's call. Hey there. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, one of the most frequently used words in my home is what? It's likely straight up laziness, but we do a lot of talking between rooms. One of the results is that people don't always get a clear understanding of what's being said. So the appropriate response in our house is simply, what? Prudence would say, get up and come closer, but often the same thing is said in the same manner with the same response until we eventually realize, if I need to communicate this clearly and effectively, and this method isn't working, I should stop living out the definition of insanity and get up and go closer to them. Get close enough to clearly communicate what I desire. Now, in the case of communication with the Lord, He comes near, but He doesn't always go the whole way. He often speaks loud enough for us to hear so that we would, you know, be drawn closer, not only to hear His voice, but to experience His presence. Now, in today's reading, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, young Samuel experiences a situation like this. But for him, it was an even more unique situation in that this was a time when this type of communication from God was rare, the Bible says. There was something special, however, about Samuel. He was a one-of-a-kind young man, and he had a one-of-a-kind calling on his life. And this chapter is literally the story of that calling. Let's start reading some of it from verse 8 on. It says, "And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy." Now, mind you, I started with verse 8. Samuel had already been called twice by the Lord, and he responded in a similar fashion. So let's continue on verse 9. "Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, 'Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood calling as other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant hears.' Then the Lord said to Samuel, 'Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. The Lord continues here and shares with Samuel about the pending demise of Eli and begins to establish him, Samuel, as a prophet. In verse 19, it says, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground." The story can lead us to some questions to ponder for the day, like what happens when the Lord calls? Well, first of all, are we still enough to hear it? Or are we moving too fast, worrying about too much, chasing after so many things? I know I struggle with that very issue. Now, I didn't read this verse or the one after it, but verse 1 told us that Samuel was ministering before the Lord. And then verse 3, a few verses later, told us that he was lying down in the temple. He's still. He was in the right posture, a posture of stillness. Also, we must consider if we are quiet enough to hear. Are we too busy in all of our time before the Lord simply crying out, as we stated we should be in a few episodes ago? But that is clearly not the only thing that we should be doing. That's not the entirety of our time with God. We need to experience silence before the Lord. Silence that beckons Him to speak into us and makes room for His voice. And then, do we draw closer and seek clarity when God actually begins to speak? Or do we presume that we've heard it all and we take the word and run with it? Presuming that we know all that was said at first, not thinking that maybe a vague sense of his voice isn't enough. Choosing, however, to lean in, or in Samuel's case, running to the sound of the voice in order to receive all that God seeks to give. That's the move. That's the play we need. Or another question, are we actually ready to hear from God today? What if today God was actually speaking to you, calling out your name like he did for Samuel? Would you be ready to hear? Is your heart prepared? Are you still enough? Are you quiet enough? Are you ready to pursue when you actually do hear his voice? Let's pray right now that God gives us right now his power to get in the right posture, to have our hearts prepared, that we would pursue him even more when he does call. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we desire to know you intimately. Your word in 1 Samuel said that Samuel was yet to know the Lord prior to the calling, Lord God. Though he ministered before the Lord, though he spent time in the temple, he didn't yet know you, Lord God. And then you called. And then you sent him as a prophet. Lord God, we desire that first and foremost, if any of us right now who are in this prayer, in this time with you, don't yet truly know you, would you call them? Would you call them right now to you? Speak their name so that they would hear you and follow you. Lord God, and I pray that you would speak out the vision that you have for each one of our lives as we come to you, Lord God. Once you've called us to you, Lord God, speak into us the mission, the vision that you have, the purpose that you have ordained for each and every one of us, Lord God. Let us hear it clearly. Let us through your spirit be charged to stay put in that place of your presence until you are finished speaking what you need to speak. Lord God, help us to have ears of discernment to make out your voice amongst all the rabble and noise of the world. And Lord God, when you speak clearly and we know fully what you're calling us to in this moment, maybe not the entirety of the vision, but for this moment, for this day, Lord God, through your power, would you then send us to go after it? Would you strengthen us to pursue the mission? Lord God, and not just the mission, would you actually give us the Holy Spirit strength to continue to pursue you, to not see this as a done deal, as a finished task, but the beginning of an amazing relationship. Lord God, help us to know you even more in the calling. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode on the Five by the Fire podcast. I hope it's blessed you. I hope you are going to continue to do the work before the Lord of being quiet, right? Of being still and listening and seeking to hear from him. And if you've already heard, I hope that you go and be about it today. And feel free to share what you may be hearing. If it's something you feel comfortable, leave that in a comment either on the website or wherever you're listening to this. I would love to be praying with you and encouraging you to continue to pursue what God's put in you. And no matter what, I hope to see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.